Hey guys, hope all is well. It's one of those days, a terrible tragedy. A terrible, terrible tragedy has befallen the Adams community here in Northern Virginia, very close to home. A Muslim family in the neighborhood has experienced a loss, and not just any loss, but a huge loss. A loss of two gentle kids and their mother. It is with a heavy heart. It is with a supremely heavy heart that to share, as well as death. Death and depression were two topics that we talked about. And it's just hard to understand. And just to witness something, just to witness something this tragic to happen to somebody that you knew and had met earlier in life. Last year, in fact, my son and his best friend of second grade. All year long, these kids were inseparable. And I just felt when we found out the news that it was my son's best friend, his older brother, and his mom that were taken away, that were plucked off the face of this earth. It was just very, extremely hard for us to just think about and how are we gonna tell how are we going to tell our son that his best friend is no longer with us? So we made a lot of prayers. We prayed a lot for them. We prayed a lot for patience from Allah. Give us patience. Make it easy for the deceased in the hereafter, in the grave. And we didn't want to keep the information from my son because eventually he will find out it's better to break the news early in a subtle fashion than them finding out later that their friend passed away. And so we had to make that decision all through the night. We were just so shocked and taken aback because this family that we had become friends with, and we weren't as close as Muhammad and his best friend were all year, but we had met them and visited their home, and they had come over multiple times. But to break that news, it was hard. So in the morning, our son woke up and we were both in his room, sitting besides on his bed, and he wakes up and he says, "Oh, thanks for waking me up so early. I didn't think both of you would come." And then he goes to the restroom and washes up and comes back. And then he's like, "So what's going on?" And he's, mind you, he's only 8 years old, right? And a mind of an 8 year old is so young and so fragile and so kind. So we are like, "Well, a terrible tragedy has happened." We don't know what God's plan is. We don't. He's the only one who decides when we come on this earth and when we leave. And your friend, his brother, and his mom, it was their time to go. And then he came to the realization 30 seconds in, and I could feel his drip, his eyes watering and coming through. And then he repeats, he's like, "Wait, so my friend and his brother are no longer with us?" And you could feel his voice shake, and it was just an experience. It's like when you know somebody so close to you and they pass away, and you just have a heavy heart because there's a hole in your heart that you cannot fill. It's irreplaceable. I'm sure it's even harder for the dad, for the father, and for the friends that were closer to them than we were. And if I'm feeling this way, there's just no telling how their dad is feeling. Right, how the husband is feeling at the loss of his spouse, at the loss of his two kids that he raised for so many years. Right? It's just so hard. There's no explaining, there's no way to fill that hole. So yeah, that's something that we have to deal as a family, as a community. The word is spreading slowly. He's very, very patient man. He was very involved with the community, his wife and kids as well. Besides my son's friend being in his class, he was also in his Cub Scouts group, the pack, the den. He was also part of the den, and I shared the news with my den leader, our den leader, and he's like, he was such a bright light. Anytime he would enter the room, everybody would be so happy and joy because he would bring all this energy and this joy to the room. And it's just a loss, a huge loss. When somebody so close that has touched all of our lives, you know, they're no longer, it's just, there's no say, there's nothing, you're just left speechless. And just wanted to share this news and ask for you guys to make a prayer and pray for the family, pray for the deceased, pray for the patients, for the father and the husband who has lost his beloved ones, and just prayers all around. More details will be coming later on, and the news first broke yesterday around 7. Fox News was on site, as well as the police, and they're still doing investigation and figure out what happened. The detectives and the police was called around 6 o'clock yesterday, September 5th. And they simply say the homeowner came home and found 3 dead bodies, and he called 911. And that's how the police arrived at the scene. And we're, at first we were, well, at first when we found out the news, we were like, who could it be? We know this street. We know people that live on this street. Who could it be? And then there were some photos. My wife's like, it has to be them. And then our friend called who knows these people. They are much closer. They go to swim class every week together, and they're just over at their home for dinner this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and it's just so crazy to experience somebody so close, to have to go through this. The prayer service for the deceased is tomorrow at Adams and Sterling. It's going to be a big crowd because so many people knew them through the community and through other means, of course, through the Cub Scouts, because the father was very involved with the Cub Scouts at Adams, at the Adams Center. I just don't know what else to say. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Hope your day's going better. Please, 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 please send prayers to the families, and we'll continue the podcasts as regularly scheduled tomorrow. There's a few episodes that I recorded past few days that I haven't been able to publish. Just traveling and busy with things, and then yesterday this entire thing happened. So tune back in when you get a chance. Please send in any messages, any questions you might have, using the anchor.fm app, anchor.fm / hacks and hobbies is a URL. You can send messages and send your prayers over. Thank you again. Talk to you guys later.